Orange of the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. U2's beautiful day. What would be if this wind would settle down? But anyway, it looks like it's here with us today and tomorrow. 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock, it's time to go to the movies. And joining us online, it's Shane A. Bassett. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Gilly. Welcome back to the new year, and it's lovely to hear your voice again. I'm looking forward to talking about movies all through 2022.
Absolutely, as am I. Now, this one's at Odeon 5, Scream. It's the fifth installment, I believe.
It is. There's been five movies now and a TV series. The original came out in 1996. Very popular series of films. This new one's no different. I wasn't expecting it to be so good, but I mean, I loved it. I thought it was really funny, a bit brutal, so don't take kids. It's got returning stars such as David Arquette, Nev Campbell, Courtney Cox is also in it. And, yeah, it just follows on from the scary movie franchise. What happens is not for the faint-hearted, but I did have a lot of fun with it.
All right, good. Now, this one, I think this will do very well. It's a story of Princess Diana, called Spencer.
Yeah, Princess Diana is played by Kristen Stewart. There's been a lot of, behind-the-scenes royals, television shows and movies over the last few years. This one's one of the best, I think. Kristen Stewart has always been a good actor. I've really followed her career since she was younger and taking some really interesting roles. And she's got the look, the voice, that's just everything about Princess Diana here perfect. So I would not be surprised if she gets some kind of award recognition. And, it's Prince Charles and William and Harry. You see everything behind the scenes here. It's a very good film.
Yeah, I've seen only the trailer for it, and it does look quite special indeed. And, of course, we still are, depending on what side of no matter what side of the fence you sit on, a Republican or a monarchist, we're still very intrigued by what happens behind the scenes with the royal family.
With the royals, yeah. And this one is a bit eye-opening at times, yes.
Okay, now, look, a couple of weeks of school holidays still on. Odeon 5 still got some movies showing.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, because those two new movies are definitely not for kids, but these ones are still screening. You've got Sing 2, which I think is the number one film in Australia at the moment. Adam's Family 2, which is a bit of fun. And Ghostbusters Afterlife. I mean, I love Ghostbusters movies. And if you've got kids who don't know the original or have seen it and liked it, take them to this new one. It's great.
Okay, fantastic. And, of course, Australia Day coming up next week. Any suggestions, my friend?
Love my Australian movies, but these are my ones that I always like to mention to people are my favourite. Mad Max, the original Mad Max.
Yep.
They're all good, but I love the original.
Yep.
Muriel's Wedding, still funny. It holds up. Two Hands, of course, Heath Ledger, Brian Brown.
Great movie.
Film.
Great film. Oh, not for the kids.
No, not for the kids, but if you haven't watched Two Hands for a while, rewatch it. It holds up. And Ladies in Black came out a few years ago, set in the 1950s in Sydney. Another great film. So there's four to choose from.
Four great Aussie films in time for Australia Day. I'm with Shane A. Bassett. He takes us to the movies each and every week. Thank you as always, mate. We'll catch you next week on the show.
You're welcome, Gilly. Bye for now.